Joe Troll, hello.
Hello, Joe Little. How are you?
Good. Welcome to Labors for Neighbors, a show about labors, work, and jobs and how they manifest themselves, where they come from, where that work ethic comes from, to not just bless yourself, which is logical and normal, but also to bless others and to bless your acquaintances and to bless frenemies and to bless even folks that are out to get you. How can you, you know, how can we bless them? That's part of the miraculous equation of it. You're a chef now, correct?
Correct.
I knew you back in the day at St. John's Lutheran Elementary School and also Paisley Middle School and also R.J. Reynolds High School.
Yep.
That was Winston-Salem, correct?
It was.
We have our story straight. After school, you went to Pinehurst. Tell me about Pinehurst, North Carolina.
I was interested in the restaurant business and cooking in Pinehurst. The Pinehurst Hotel offered this culinary program, a 2-year apprenticeship program. And so I went off to do that, and they had just been bought by the Club Corporation of America. And so I spent the first 2 or 3 months in their program, and then they suspended the program and fired the chef and the culinary director, and who was also the instructor, and they weren't sure what they were going to do with the program, and they may or may not hire us back or continue the program. So I needed to find a job, so I ended up back in Winston-Salem, and I did an apprenticeship working for a year at a fantastic restaurant in Winston-Salem called Le Chaudière.
Did your 3 or 4 months of training, you had training, correct?
Yeah. It was 12 weeks classroom training, as well as we worked in the kitchen and the hotel. And that gave me a good base knowledge and learned some of the language of the kitchen. And then I went on to Le Chaudière and learned classical French cuisine and how to be in a kitchen and how to work hard.
Did that lead to that? Did you show them that you had done that, and that led to your job?
It didn't matter to him. It was just a matter of whether or not I was willing to work and work hard and give it 100% of my attention and do my best.
How did you even know him?
I looked for a job in several places, and Winston-Salem being my hometown, and I think friend of mine said, Le Chaudière has this, what they call it, a chef trainee program, where they basically agreed to pay you minimum wage and teach you as much as they possibly could. And you could, the idea was you agreed to commit to working there for a year. And Didier, who was an excellent chef, wasn't the easiest to learn from, but he had a sous chef, Ted Herman, and a pastry chef, Charles DeVries, who were excellent teachers, and I learned a great deal from them.
And you stayed there 1 year? You were there 1 year?
I stayed there for 1 year, and then I left, and then I eventually came back for a little while, a year or two later, to help them through furniture market 1 year, which is a really, really busy time in the restaurant business in the Winston-Salem, High Point, Greensboro area. And that's where I met Elizabeth Prince, who used to write for, if you can remember, Winston-Salem had 2 papers, the Journal and the Sentinel. Elizabeth Prince was the writer for the Sentinel, the food writer. And she loved to come spend 1 day a week working in the kitchen at Le Chaudière just to learn things.
I know you don't know every chef in the county or the state or the country or the world, but you are not just a chef. You also own a thing. What do you own? You and your wife are proprietors, correct?
Yes. We opened, we left New Orleans and moved back to the Carolinas, and we opened a restaurant called Grits and Groceries.
Where did you get that name?
It's kind of we bought an old country store, and there's actually an old blues song called "If I Don't Love You, Grits Ain't Groceries." eggs ain't poultries, and Mona Lisa was a man. So there's kind of the rhyme of that, and the grits and groceries, and being a Southern restaurant, and then in what used to be an old country store, grits and groceries seem to be a pretty good name.
Does anyone catch that reference? Do people know that reference, or generally not?
Some people do.
And so if I want to hear that song, I type in Grits Ain't Groceries?
Actually, the name of the song is All Around the World.
All Around the World.
And it's been covered by a lot of people. I think Hank Williams Sr. actually did a version of it at one point. But
So All Around the World. So you, how long have you had Grits and Groceries?
We've been here for 15 years.
It's a restaurant? It's a restaurant.
It is. It's a restaurant. And then we also sell some local products and things that we also make as well.
That's magnificently huge. It's a ton of work. You are a proprietor, correct?
Yes, we actually sold the restaurant, and I'm now working at a place called Wesley Commons, which is a retirement community. But the people that bought the restaurant asked my wife to come back as a managing partner. So we're still involved in the business, but I also do another job where I work at a retirement community, which also has a nursing facility. And so
are you the chef at Wesley Commons?
I am not. Basically what happened was a couple of years ago, we have a teenage son. And so we were looking to sort of get out a little bit of the restaurant life and try to have some weekends free, because he's been involved in sports and doing things like that. So we were trying to, the restaurant has always been tailored around his schedule, because we've always only done lunch for the most part, and been off on Sunday and Monday. So that was kind of how we ended up back here and ended up opening this restaurant to have the lifestyle and the schedule and the situation that we wanted. But as he's gotten to be a teenager and playing sports and stuff, we were trying to have some a little bit more free weekends. And so
what is his best sport?
He enjoys playing football. Basically, he plays football and baseball.
That's cool.
He rode horses for a long time.
Is he as big as you?
He is now. He's not quite as thick as I am, but he's as tall as I am now. So he's 15 and a half, and he's about 6'1 or 6'2, and he's getting there. We feed him.
Joe, I don't remember you being either a sloth or a hard worker. I don't remember you. I don't have an opinion of you from decades ago. Where did you get your work ethic from?
Work ethic obviously came from my father. And in high school, I did work for a while at the family business, which was Jones Bakeries, and my father was the controller there, and he basically sat me down and explained to me that he said I was the boss's son, and so it was my job to work twice as hard as everyone, because everyone would be looking at me saying, well, he's just the boss's son, he can do whatever he wants to do. So his position to me was that I was not to take that position, and that I was to work hard. And but my work ethic obviously comes from him.
Was he happy with your work ethic? Give yourself a grade back then.
I think he was happy with it. Yeah.
That's good.
I'd say he was happy. He never seemed to be too ashamed of my work ethic.
So. Well, good. Well, you leaned into the career. You wanted photography for a while, I understand, but you went with the chefing. Do you feel the love from your communitarians, from your neighbors?
Absolutely.
How so?
When we opened this restaurant, it literally is in the middle of nowhere. It's on a crossroads, and sort of 9 miles from about three or four different small towns. Heidi's cousins, who helped us sort of redo the restaurant, redo the building and put a restaurant in it. Never said anything to us when we were building it and putting it together until after we opened and people actually came. They admitted that they thought we were insane for putting a restaurant in the middle of nowhere that one would come.
And it's still called Grits and Groceries, correct?
Groceries. It is the same restaurant. We're doing the same food, and we're both still involved, and we have two other partners now that are helping us move on to bigger and better things and grow the business even more. And we have a line of products that we're working on that we're we also have a mail order cake of the month club, which we send you a little individual pound cake each month, and that's been pretty successful.
Can I be a member of the cake of the month club?
Absolutely. All you gotta do is go to groceries.com, sign up.
Even in New York City, you'll mail it to New York City, eh?
Absolutely. We send them everywhere. And actually, I think our former classmate, Dawn Nunn, who's now Dawn Nunn Egan, I think she's a member of the Cake Club.
tell me again what town you're in and what county in South Carolina you're in.
We're in Anderson County, and we are our address is the town of Belton, but we're really 9 miles outside the town of Belton.
Belton, South Carolina.
Yeah, we're about 40 minutes south of Greenville. We're about 30 minutes east of Clemson. We're kind of in the upstate of South Carolina.
If I stop by Grits and Groceries, would I see you or probably not?
Probably not, unless you come on an occasional Friday when I'm here sometimes, and sometimes we'll be doing some special events on Saturdays and stuff. But
that's neat.
That was the beauty of the job that I took at Wesley Commons was I called a friend of mine who's a chef from Charleston who's now the culinary director at Wesley Commons, and we've done a lot of work with Wesley Commons in the past as part of the community, and I knew that it was a very, very nice facility. And so I called my friend Jeff, who's a culinary director, and I said, hey, I'm looking for a restaurant job that's, you know, daytime Monday through Friday so I can spend time with my son, and I'll be more than happy to accommodate you. So I work Monday through Friday doing that job, and I'm home in time to, you know, have dinner with the family. And
Good for you. You earned that that freedom, that liberty. What is the hardest part of your of being a chef? A bit of your work. What is the hardest part? Nothing. I love it all.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually, I mean, you have to love it, or else, you know, or else you would never do it. I love it. It's definitely, especially at this age, it becomes a bit of a physical drain, but for the most part, you know, there's a ton of instant gratification. We're in the food business, but our real job is you know, we're in the people business. We make people happy. That's our job. If we do it well, and I think we've consistently done it for a long time, is we make people happy. And at the end of the day, you can go home and realize that you've made people happy and you've made someone's day or done some little thing to make people happy, then, you know, people get cake in the mail and are totally excited. It's like, you know, so, I mean, if I can bring joy to someone who gets cake in the mail instead of, a bill from the hospital.
Instead of a bill. Joe Troll, you are wonderful. I want to come down to, say the name of the town again, Pendle?
Belton.
Belton.
Belton, South Carolina.
Belton, yep. Right? Belton, yep. To Belton, South Carolina, to see you and or to see your restaurant, which is cool. Yep. You founded it. It's your baby.
Yep, it is.
Thank you for being a guest on Laborers for Neighbors. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
All right. See you soon.
All right.